You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports books. And that takes us to all our thoughts on game one of the NBA Finals tonight here, Ken, with the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. The number right now at our show sponsor, BetMGM, which, of course, the king of sports books, we're like hovering in between 8.5 and 9. It's a juiced 8.5 towards Denver, so it's 8.75, but it's 8.5 at BetMGM. So Denver minus 8.5. Total, again, yesterday was 219.5. It has come back down, and we have settled here at 218.5, minus 110 both ways. So 8.5, 218.5. The Nuggets minus 375 to win and take a 1-0 series lead. If you think the Heat can pull the upset and win game one, Miami plus 290 on the money line. Worth noting, Miami has won game one on the road in each of their first three series at Milwaukee, at the New York Knicks, and then, of course, won the first three games against the Boston Celtics. That's not predict. Doesn't mean they're definitely going to win tonight. Just saying, though, they have won all three game ones. So, Ken, side total props, all your thoughts, please, for Miami and Denver.
And Denver's won all the game ones in their series too, because they've been great at home so far. So it's sort of like a something's got to give situation, right? Where you might argue it's why both teams are in the NBA Finals, because they've both been really good in game ones of their series, and that's why they're playing. I don't like the spread in the market as a betting opportunity. It's definitely pricing in like the fatigue disadvantage. Denver's had a bunch of time off. How good Denver's been at home. That's all in there. And I just kind of agree with it. I think Denver's really likely to win, and I don't want to bet the side. I do like the over in the game. And I think I'm going to like overs in this series. Maybe you get like a rusty, clunky kind of Denver game because they haven't played in a little bit. Miami's defense, I think, is way overrated. Denver's obviously the best offense in the playoffs, even if all the teams were in it. They're obviously the best offense left. They have the best player. The best player is a nightmare matchup for the other team. Seems like points. Seems like Denver's going to score a lot in the series. Maybe Miami scores with them. I like the over in the game. I just think it's a little bit low, and I don't totally get it. But again, when we see the pieces fit together, maybe it'll make more sense. Over 219. I think it's 218.5 in a couple places. And then the only other bet I have, you can bet Jokic to have a triple-double and Denver to win as a double together, paying plus 115, plus 120 in a couple places. I like him to have a triple-double. That's been juiced a lot. Kind of increase the odds on it by throwing in Denver to win also when he does that. So Jokic triple-double and Denver to win together. So the over and that.
This is the last opportunity Ken will have to give out bets before the series starts, because it starts tonight, obviously, and we'll be on the air coming up again tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. Any other bets in the series that you'd like to give out here, like exact series ending, NBA Finals, MVP, if you bet any of these things, anything else?
Didn't bet any MVP before the series started. Hopefully we get some wacky outcomes that make the series, like make that market kind of get funky a little bit, get crazy, get the prices a little out of whack versus what they are right now. Right now they're like totally in line, but probably with what they should be. In terms of just like how I think the series is going to go, if you wanted to bet a series outcome, the shortest price is 4-1 Denver, but I also think that's by far the most likely. And I don't think it's like super valuable, but I think if you wanted to, hey, what does Ken think is going to happen in the series? I think the Nuggets are going to win, and I think it's going to not take a long time. So maybe it's 4-1, maybe it's 4-2. I don't think it's going to be a sweep, but like who knows? I think Denver by margin in the series. I don't think tonight's like a blowout a lot of the time. Like, I don't want to bet the spread tonight at all. So I could see Miami covering a lot. Denver 4-1 would be my bet if I had to bet the series.
I just want to say, and I think people know this, I'm wrong a lot. Get some stuff right too, but also wrong a lot. So I just want to offer that caveat before I say it on what I'm about to say, which is I'm alone big time here on Miami Heat Island. I mentioned that BetQL put out this huge list of bets that all our talent has for the NBA Finals. It is all like Denver specific stuff. And I'm not saying that everyone's going to be wrong and I'm going to be right. I'm not saying that at all. Just that, like, Denver's obviously a huge favorite in the series, a huge favorite in game number one. It feels like everyone likes the Nuggets. Everyone thinks this is going to be a quick series, and maybe they're right. I happen to disagree. I said it on the show yesterday. I've said it a couple times recently. I watch the Miami Heat and I see championship caliber team. I see a team that I think is going to win the NBA championship this year. Kind of like the way I thought that with the Florida Panthers. Again, doesn't mean I had to be right, or it doesn't even mean I'm going to be right. They could lose to Vegas. There's just a feeling I get from watching sports for a long time that I like Miami. Like, I don't think the Heat are going to lose this series, and I don't think they're going to get blown out tonight. So Butler Finals MVP. That's the bet that's given out by BetQL there from yours truly. I'll bet the Miami Heat plus the points tonight. Love the Miami Heat plus the points. Not even if they lose, I think like it'll be a close game. I think Miami will have a great accounting for itself tonight. I will tail you, Ken, on the over. I like action, and I like your bets, and I like tailing them. So I'll bet the over in tonight's game as well. And a couple of player props for me. Both player prop overs for Miami. I'll play the Jimmy Butler points prop over at 27.5. Miami's going to have to score a lot of points, and Butler's their best scorer. Butler over 27.5, and I will zig while others zag. I'll play the Caleb Martin points over also. Been bet down from 16.5 to 15.5. Obviously great in the Boston series, specifically in Game 7. Mike Gallagher was saying maybe he starts tonight, plays more minutes tonight. Miami's going to have to score to keep up in the series. Ken's basically telling you, like, Denver's going to score. Like, that is going to happen. So if I think Miami's going to keep the game close, maybe win this series, Miami's going to have to score too. Give me Caleb Martin over 15.5 and Butler over 27.5 points. I will say I felt really good about betting Miami in all those games against Boston. A little nervous going into tonight against Denver that this is just going to go completely sideways both tonight and for the balance of the series.
But I think it's telling, like, I know you said, like, you're on an island. Like, I haven't bet really anything with Denver winning the series. Like, I don't really have anything. Like, I think 4-1's the bet I like the most. But, like, I don't like these prices. You could be right that the Heat cover tonight. Like, we're not oppo at all. So I'm not, like, I know what you mean. Like, no one's betting the Heat. But I'm not, like, very pro-Denver at these prices, like, at all. I think it's just, if anything, it's right, or we're all wrong about the Heat again. But in neither of those situations is bet Denver seem like a good idea at these numbers. So I think you could be onto something with tonight's game. I'll be very curious to see how it plays out. I just think, like, I watched the Celtics hit wide open layup after wide open layup against this team. Like, I watched what the Bucks did from three. The Nuggets are going to do both those things. Maybe Miami scores two. I think that's what we're both open.
All right, Ken. Great job today. I'll talk to you tomorrow on a phenomenal Friday.
That sounds good. The finale of buckets for the week. 8 of them, actually.
That's
maybe a lot more buckets tonight, hopefully. Love it. Yeah.
So wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. Enjoy game one of the finals. Good luck on all the wagers. Ken and I will talk to you tomorrow on a phenomenal Friday.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.